In this slideshow, we indicate how one uses Laplace transforms to solve a second-order differential equation with constant coefficients. The process is somewhat long and involved, and hence it is recommended that the student print out the scientific notebook file which accompanies this slide presentation so that he or she may refer to it. Consider the equation y double prime minus 2y prime plus 2y equals e to the minus 2t with the initial conditions y of 0 equals 0, y prime of 0 equals 1. Recall that one must have initial conditions in order to use the method of Laplace transforms to solve differential equations. We take the Laplace transform of both sides. It is designated by y hat of s, or L of y. Taking Laplace transforms of both sides and using the fact that the Laplace transform is linear leads us to the second equation on this screen. Then we apply the rule for L of y double prime and L of y prime. Recall that the Laplace transform of a derivative is equal to s times the Laplace transform of the function minus the value of the function at zero. That's the formula in the middle, s y hat s minus y of zero. We have on the left the formula for L of y double prime. This is given in equation one. And also we have used the fact that L of e to the minus 2t is 1 over s plus 2. Now we note that y prime of 0 is given as 1 and y of 0 is equal to 0, and hence we get the expression 2. Gathering together the coefficients of y of the Laplace transform of y hat of s, we get equation 3. Solving for y hat of s, we get equation 4. Now the challenge is to invert expression on the right-hand side of 4 in order to get y of x. We have to rewrite y hat of s in a form so that we can invert it. Now, we have that y hat of s is equal to the expression on the left-hand side of the first equation in this slide. And we can write that then as given on the right-hand side of the equation there by completing the square. The reason for completing the square is so that one can use a formula in the inversion table. Now, how do we complete the square? Well, if we look at the denominator, which is s squared minus 2s plus 2, what we want to do is we want to write that as s minus 1 squared, and then the part that's taken up by the s minus 1 squared, namely the constant 1, is taken off from the 2 so that it equals s minus 1 all squared plus 1. We have taken 1 half of the coefficient of minus 2s. We use now partial fractions to express the more complicated expression 1 over parentheses s minus 1 squared plus 1 times 1 over s plus 2. This can be written in the form given at the top of the slide on the right. The reason for introducing a factor of s minus 1 times a is because we are going to use the shift theorem to invert this expression. What we do then is multiply together the fractions, in other words, put them over a common denominator, the fraction on the first line on the right. Doing that and equating coefficients, we get the expression 5. What has to be true is that the coefficient on the left of s squared has to equal the coefficient on the right of s squared. Since there's no coefficient of s squared, since there's no s squared actually on the right, this means that a plus c has to equal 0. Similarly, since there's no s on the right of 5, this means that a plus b minus 2c has to equal 0. And finally, 2b plus 2c minus 2a has to equal 1. Solving these equations, we get the values for a, b, and c given at the bottom of the slide. Thus, we can write y hat of s as shown in the first equation on this slide. Now, putting together the terms that have 1 over s minus 1 squared plus 1 in them, we get 13 over 10, because there's a coefficient of 1 in front of, at the very beginning on the right-hand side. and therefore we have the expression for y hat of s. From the table, it can be shown that y of x then is equal to 13 tenths e to the x sine x minus 1 tenth e to the x cosine x plus 1 tenth e to the minus 2x. The inversion of the two expressions, the one 1 over s minus 1 squared plus 1, and the expression s minus 1 over s minus 1 squared plus 1, are gotten by using the shift theorem from the table. Hence, we have solved the problem using Laplace transform.